Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An absolutely stunning admission this week from the mainstream media. Everything they told you about where COVID came from was a lie. And where it actually did come from, well, their admission of that is chilling. And almost everybody missed it. This article, published earlier this week in Politico, was a bombshell. Headline: In 2018, diplomats warned of risky coronavirus experiments in a Wuhan lab. No one listened. That very story had been circulating for more than a year, but when anyone else reported it, it was dubbed a racist conspiracy theory. But now, shockingly, the media admits, left-wing Politico admits, it was all real. The Chinese government developed it in a lab, the WIV lab in Wuhan, and that they were conducting the secret research with, get this, the Chinese military? The Chinese military? Yeah. Can you say potential bioweapon? Should someone have asked, oh, hey, are there more? Yeah, and we've known about it since 2018. More on these shocking revelations and the turn on a dime lie the media told to cover it up coming up in the podcast. But first, let's go back through history and look at the cover up and how much danger it put Americans in. The media's initial reporting on coronavirus when it was loose in China sounded like this. The Wuhan virus had come from a wet market in China. They spent about 6 weeks showing us footage from China of Chinese people suffering allegedly from the coronavirus. That coverage sounded like this.
Concern is growing this morning over an outbreak of a new SARS-like virus in China. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus in China.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
It was a fact, we were told, on a loop, for about 6 weeks. It was the Wuhan coronavirus, and it had come from China. From a wet market, in fact. But then all of a sudden, one of the most bizarre shifts I've ever seen in the mainstream media. After they put the idea in our head that it had come from a wet market in China, in Wuhan, they said it did not. All of a sudden, simultaneously, nope, China, what? You think it came from China? You're a racist. Who gave you the idea it came from China? All of the media in concert for weeks, but they denied it. It was freakish, like something that comes out of an authoritarian Politburo. But suddenly, that idea had actually come from Trump, who was a racist. There was no way, no how it came from China or Wuhan or anything like that.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra. It's a mighty, mighty racist bass tone.
Yep, the media and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, came to the quick realization that they could use this COVID thing against Trump. But that wouldn't work if it was clear that China was responsible for it. In fact, If it was clear China was responsible for it, Trump would look like a genius for opposing China. And so any conversation along that vein, no matter the fact that the media started it and repeated it for 6 weeks, had to be silenced. And so then we got a week of coverage calling Trump a racist for suggesting that the virus had come from Wuhan or, God forbid, from China.
This is all happening at a time that we're starting to see a message shift here, because you're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump Co., calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
The media then decreed we had to change it to COVID. We couldn't use Wuhan. That's racist. And I remember on the radio at the time, you had to be careful about how you said it, because you wouldn't want to be dubbed a racist. In other words, you couldn't say it, Wuhan virus, the way the media had for weeks. All of a sudden, here's the media castigating Trump for what ends up being 100% correct description of where the virus came from, as the media now admits in Politico.
Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China.
And
I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John.
Please. AIDS behind you. Are you comfortable?
I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China.
As it turns out, in a stunning admission, Politico says he's right. It did come from China. It also came from our own National Institutes of Health. The very experiments the Chinese military was doing at the Wuhan lab were funded by, guess who? Anthony Fauci's own National Institutes of Health. For reporting all of this, honestly, at this time last year, I was put in Facebook jail. And I had posts of mine that are now correct, we now know from Politico, censored and with false content warnings. I nailed every one of them. So did everybody else trying to point this out. Why was this out there? Because it was known. Our intel agencies had known that this kind of research, terrifyingly, had been going on in the Wuhan lab since 2018. And they'd also known that COVID didn't come from a wet animal market. Here's what Politico has now admitted. And it is jaw-dropping. I'll detail it next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So Politico now admits that this thing never came from a wet market, that the Chinese lied about it, that they knew darn well it didn't come from the wet market, but from the WIV lab in Wuhan. Despite presenting itself as a civilian institution, Politico writes, was conducting secret research projects with the Chinese military. The State Department alleged a Chinese government cover-up. Now, here's the stunning information in here. This thing, COVID, that we were told came out of the wet market in the fall of 2020, it's been around and out since at least 2019. What is the significance of that? Well, quarterly, about 1 million people go back and forth between America and China. If this thing's been out since 2019, it would have spread quickly, right? It spreads quickly, they tell us, highly contagious. Where was the death toll in 2019? Why did this not register at all with additional deaths? I actually raised these questions back in 2020, saying it had to have been around much longer, and Facebook censored me, saying it was inaccurate. We now know it's fact. We also now know from this Politico article something absolutely terrifying, that Anthony Fauci's NIH, National Institutes of Health, had been sponsoring experiments at this lab in conjunction with the Chinese. First question, why on earth would you partner with the Chinese to teach bat viruses? And they had cataloged over 1,000, they admitted, bat viruses. They were teaching them gain of function. In other words, how to jump from bats to humans. We could have done that here. Why would you help teach the Chinese military to do it? This is a major national security question the media did not want asked. While Trump was castigated as a racist and wholly blamed for everything COVID, Politico writes, in the spring of 2020, inside the U.S. government, officials began to see and collect evidence of a different, perhaps more troubling theory that the outbreak was connected to the laboratories in Wuhan. It would turn out, Politico reports, that State Department diplomats and officials at the Beijing embassy knew about it as late as, get this, 2017, prompting them to alert Washington about the work going on, again, funded by Anthony Fauci's NIH at the lab. They were terrified for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was the fact that the lab had poor security and people they'd interviewed who'd worked there were afraid it would leak. The cables they sent back with this warning were ignored. In one last-ditch effort by the Trump administration to tell the people, America people, the truth, to warn us, because, God, folks, will they do this again? How many more of these do they have? Did they let it out on purpose? It's a legitimate question at this point. Even Politico refuses to ask it, though. They say it's racist to ask if they deliberately let it out because, well, they're liberals. But listen to this. Trump administration put out a July 15 statement. They had to get it cleared by our intel agencies, basically saying what I've just told you. And guess what? Our intel agencies, Politico reports, still have a lot of underlying data that's being kept secret. In other words, while Trump is being tarred as a racist for suggesting this is from China, our intel agencies knew it was fact the whole time and yet took no action. How well known was this in Washington? The U.S. Embassy health and science officials in Beijing decided to go to Wuhan and check it out. In total, our embassy sent three teams of experts in late, get this, 2017 and early 2018 to meet with the scientists at the WIV lab in Wuhan. They sat down with them, and American diplomats, according to Politico, were shocked by what they heard, unquote.
The Chinese researchers told them they didn't have enough properly trained technicians to safely operate the lab. And they were asking more support to get the lab up to standard. They also warned that the WIV researchers had found new VAT coronaviruses that could easily infect human cells and had taught them gain of function. In other words, to jump. In the hopes that somebody, anybody, would do something, the U.S. diplomats kept the cables they wrote about this unclassified because they wanted more people back home to be able to read and share them. But there was no response from State Department headquarters. Quote from Politico, the cable was a warning shot, one U.S. official said. They were begging people to pay attention to what was going on. The world would be paying attention soon enough, but by then it would be too late. Now, listen to this stunning line from Politico. The timeline of this, so right as Trump is being pilloried as a racist for suggesting this thing came from China, what was actually going on inside the government, according to left-wing Politico? Quote, after receiving the cables from a source, the reporter writes, I called around to get reactions from other American officials I trusted. What I found was that just months into the pandemic, a large swath of the government already believed the virus had escaped the WIV Wuhan lab, rather than having leaped from an animal to a human at the Wuhan seafood market or some other random natural setting, as the Chinese government had claimed. So our government knew this, knew there was a possibility the Chinese could do it again and again, and did nothing. Even as the Chinese used this very virus as a weapon to get out of Trump's crippling trade deal, which he'd forced them into. So they had motive, they had means, they had funding from Anthony Fauci. By the way, folks, I've always thought it was weird. Normally, the director of the CDC would be the spokesperson on a pandemic like this. That's Dr. Robert Redfield. In fact, a lot of people think Dr. Anthony Fauci's the head of the CDC because he was the face of this. He's not. He's the head of the National Institutes of Health. Is it weird to anybody else that the guy whose agency funded this whole thing has guided every public perception about it, demanded the very shutdowns that crippled the economy, contradicted himself on the science again and again and again, telling us in June of 2020 the lockdown should end, they weren't making any difference, then flipping back after the market soared in August of 2020 and saying, actually, we did need lockdowns, that we didn't need masks. Oh, wait, we did. And that guy's department is the one that funded the very research at the very lab that caused this thing to either escape or be weaponized and used as a bioweapon. This is astonishing. And that Politico is admitting the basic facts, incredible. Now, let me play for you what the trade implications are here, because they're monstrous. Was this an act of war? To those paying attention, by incredibly April 2020, it was easy to see what the Chinese had done. This is Danielle DiMartino, CEO of Money Strong.
And China, how much of this do you think is China saying, you know what, screw you, U.S., you're playing this hardball with me, I'm going to come and bully you in a whole different way that you won't even pay attention to it. How much credibility do you give to that?
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there, that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down Wuhan? Yes, they did. Is that criminal? Yes, it is. Does it deserve to go in front of a world tribunal? Yes, it does.
Trump Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland knew it too. Again, way back in April of 2020, when the mainstream media was still calling Trump a racist for even suggesting this thing came from China. But inside our State Department and our intel agencies, they knew damn well it did.
But one of the reasons that they keep insisting, despite mounting evidence that it came from a lab in Wuhan, they keep insisting, no, it came from the wet market, or maybe it was America that did it. They cannot admit culpability for the following reason. If they do, then there's a clause that they put into the phase one U.S.-China trade deal, where in essence, this trade deal was that we would lift sanctions, we would lift the tariffs on them, And then they would buy a lot of agricultural and other goods from us. But there's a clause that's in there, a get out of jail free clause, which says, however, if there is a natural occurring disaster, the two parties will renegotiate. So not only would they give themselves an out for this trade deal that they were pressured into signing, but they also will give themselves an out if countries and companies and individuals all come in the international courts and try to sue China. The countries all over the world are really mad, and they have already started launching lawsuits. The Brits are taking the primary lead in this of saying China owes us. We want to at least have China forgive us our debt. So I think China has to stick to this increasingly absurd story.
But it's so much more than that. I'll explain coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Look, it's not just about deaths. Remember what China did? After they got us to shut our economy down using their friends at the WHO, they immediately proclaimed coronavirus dead in their country or largely vanquished, and that it was safe for investment to pour in. While we locked down, because they told us to, and the Democrats bought into their PSYOP and used it to defeat Trump, foreign direct investment in China did something we've never seen before. Remember this? From Forbes. This is one of the scariest financial stories I've ever had to read. Foreign direct investment in the United States plummeted 49% in 2020, while investment in China rose 4%, making China the largest recipient of foreign inflows of investment for the first time. That's what COVID did for China. It set their GDP and their economy on fire. Folks, do you understand what happens when China's GDP, i.e. size of its economy, passes ours? It'll begin to happen, and I think it already is, before that happens. Our dollar deflates. You're going to see massive inflation and large, strange crashes in many parts of the economy. Some will actually benefit from this. As China becomes the world's reserve currency, that's what this inflow of investment means. It is a vote of confidence. And they used COVID to do all this. If this continues and they pass our GDP, odds are pretty high they will then hold the world's reserve currency. Our dollar will deflate like a balloon. And this place is going to look like a war zone after the battle. The United States, as you know it economically, will be dead and vanquished probably for generations. This is an act of war. The fact that the Chinese military was even involved, and Politico admits it now in this in any way, and so is Anthony Fauci's NIH, we should be burning the house down to figure out what happened here before it's too late. What about all these variants that are coming to light? They come out of China too? If we begin to get the upper hand again or to stabilize our GDP, will China release another virus? It can't even be discussed on Capitol Hill, where China's best assets go to work every day behind concertina wire and erected fences and walls. And what was the one thing the Democrat Party did that benefited China more than anything else? The Democrats in Congress have been blocking investigations into all of this in the House. Guess who else did? In the Senate. Mitch McConnell, whose father-in-law and wife's family is essentially on the Chinese Communist Party payroll. They do shipping business, about $200 million worth, directly with the Chinese Communist Party. See how this works? So we're going to blame both sides for no investigation into this, but we're particularly going to blame the Democrats in the House. Listen to Republican Representative Guy Reschenthaler describe the lengths the Democrats have gone to prevent any hearings into this. This is why you saw the sudden bizarre pivot by the media from they were the ones who dubbed it Wuhan virus, coronavirus. They were the ones who told us it came from China. And then suddenly they insisted it was not from China. That's because the Democrats needed to cover all of this up to protect China, protect their payola, but also to blame Trump. This, incredibly, was from way back in May 2020, when we knew all of this. But the media wouldn't admit it, as Politico did this week. Here's the interview he did with Breitbart.
The Democrats up on Capitol Hill, Nancy Pelosi and her crew, wants to do a select committee to investigate President Trump on coronavirus. Why is there not a select committee investigating these grants and investigating the money that U.S. taxpayers were sending to this Wuhan Institute of Virology and that are investigating the Chinese Communist Party and their responsibility for this? Shouldn't we have hearings on this?
We should have an investigation, a body, and an oversight looking at these grants, but Nancy Pelosi is not going to do that. So you have myself and House Republicans, and I can tell you I'm going to continue to look into these grants. I'm going to look into the Department of Homeland Security as well to see what grants are going from there to China. But the bottom line of the Democrats' behavior is this. They hate this president so badly that they would rather side with the Chinese Communist Party than defend Americans. And just be honest, that is their hatred for President Trump and their disdain for President Trump's supporters.
Yes, for President Trump supporters and the American people, elderly folks who died by the thousands from this. They don't want to know. They don't want to protect us. They don't want justice. And the media lied to you about it all, as they now essentially admit in this Politico article. Which other of their major narratives are lies? Pretty much all of them. Thank you for listening to today's Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere. If for no other reason, then it drives the censors nuts.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!